Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
Well, good morning. Hour number two here on Home Show Garden Pros with Anita Nelson.
And Danny Milliken.
That is right. Thank you. Anita is the purveyor of Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Yes, and together we're Home Show Garden Pros.
Nice. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. Love to hear what's on your mind. Our whole goal is to talk gardening.
And get it spread all over Houston.
That is right. So far, we've talked about, we had a little round one of our Freaky Fruits contest. Round two is coming up here in a few minutes, a few segments. We've done a little bit of a palindrome, gardening palindromes here this palindrome Saturday. We have our tarpon rut. Turnip rat palindrome, and then our what was the other one we had?
Okra arc something or other.
Oh yeah, arc on an okra. So, but arc like the Noah's Ark, not arc like a curve. So doesn't quite make any sense. But hey, that's
but
okay.
Okra will arc.
Yeah, okra will arc. Sometimes it makes a curve. We've also really explored lawn weeds, and we'd love to hear your question. That's what we do. We answer gardening questions, dish out gardening info. 713-572-4610. And yeah, we're here to talk gardening. So that's what we do.
That's what we do every day. Get out there in the garden. You know what I was going to tell? Make a suggestion to people out there who they're into fitness.
Sure, I'm into fitness.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah, me too. And if you have an Apple Watch and you go out in your garden and you set it for high intensity training,
yeah,
you'll get your high intensity green circle closed gardening.
Gardening, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, there really are. That it really is a wonderful, wonderful exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're moving the wheelbarrow around. You're digging in the dirt. You're bending over. You're standing up. Before you don't realize it, but you're actually getting a workout in.
Yeah, the whole body.
The whole body.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting because yoga, it talks all about healthiness and centering.
Yeah.
And you have to keep that in your mind.
Uh-huh.
But then gardening, it kind of just stays in your mind.
You're getting something done.
It's like already a centering behavior. Mm-hmm. You're connecting with the soil. You're getting those good microbes that you need in your body. A lot of benefits.
Yes.
A lot of benefits.
Yes.
So we are here to answer your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. And we're going to jump on the line with Henry here. Henry, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. I have an electrical box in my backyard along the fence. And about 10 years ago, I put some petunias around it.
Okay.
And they start growing over it, so my guests wouldn't see the box.
Right.
Well, 2 years ago, I was at work, and I had some guys trim my oak trees in the front, and I had them, told them to go ahead and trim the hedges in the back around the electrical box. Well, they trimmed the sides of them now to where it's been 2 years, and the leaves on the side hadn't grown back. So they're tall to where, since they hadn't grew back, you can see the electric
sure. through the fitinia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to know, do I have to start over again and replanting some that's going to grow and not trim them as close to the trunk of the bush? What can I do to start that growth again on the sides of it?
Well, you do need to prune the top back, and also sunlight has to get down to the portion there where you want the leaves to grow again, or else it's not going to produce more leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And so pruning it at an angle so that the sun can get to that lower portion is the way you're going to stimulate more leaf growth on the fitinia.
I tried that.
You did.
And I even cut them low to where the top could, but the sides just stunk growing out.
Yeah, Henry, I've never really been a red tip fitinia fan, and I think the there's a virus they get. There's another bacterial infection that they're really prone to, and they're kind of becoming where you can't really buy them as much anymore. And if I'm you, I really would switch out to something like Iliagnus or pineapple guava that is like something that's going to be really kind of a good sideways coverage, never going to have that problem. because they will always fill in.
And that pineapple guava will grow really fast.
So it
can fill and cover up that area super quick.
Now, how did you say the first one? Ileanus?
Ileagnus. Yeah. Mm-hmm. E-L-E-G. Ile.
G-N-U-S, I think.
Yeah. So we're not helping you by our spelling on this palindrome Saturday. But that is a plant that I have really liked for kind of that visibility hedges, because they love putting sideways branches up and always stay really dense. So.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the Ileagnus or the pineapple guava.
Pineapple
guava.
Yeah,
and one of the life hacks on blocking a gray box, and it's either going to be gray or that light green that they are, right?
Yeah, it's that light green. It's the light green.
Yeah, and so sort of choosing a plant that has a bit of a kind of a camouflagey color with that box. Now, the Ileagnus doesn't – these two don't have that. They've got a kind of a silver green.
Yes.
But it kind of even masks it a little bit more, mm-hmm. right, because it's not a stark difference on what you're trying to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So those are two really great ones for doing that. And yet, kind of some neighborhoods around Katy are notorious for having those huge boxes kind of randomly in the backyard. And I guess
that's
great to
Fairland.
Have.
Yeah, I'm in Fairland.
Yeah, okay.
I'm in Fairland, so yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go to the gardens. I just want some – I hate to start over again because they were just right.
Yeah.
They were tall enough to cover the top of it and –
No, I hear you. And that is a problem with those Fitinia, is that they really, once they get that real tall, leggy look, it's super hard to get them back down to a shrubby shrub.
Yeah, that's what I got, that real tall, leggy look in the backyard that you can see right through to the electrical box. Yep.
What if we planted a vine in there?
Yeah, that's an option on a trellis in front, something like that, a passion, mm-hmm. passion vine or something, something bold like that. But Henry, thanks so much for the call, man. Really appreciate you. Great question there. Needs a recommendation. Fitinia is definitely on the list of plants that are kind of going out in the Houston area. Really just can't keep up with it.
Yeah, so. But there are two types, though. There's a type that is more prone than the other.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
One that gets really, really big and tall is not quite as prone to those viruses.
Okay, nice. Mm-hmm. 713-572-4610. We're going to keep on answering your gardening questions after this quick break. Home Show Garden Pros.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Want to take a brief moment to talk about Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting. You want to put the wow back in your yard? These guys are the people to do it. They do beautiful landscapes, incredible lighting, creative lighting, and really smart irrigation. So smart irrigation is going to use a lot less water. Mike is 30% more effective than your standard systems. They use drip irrigation, no water runoff. That's a big thing that they can eliminate. That means the water goes to your roots where it belongs. Smart controls, they do quarterly or monthly inspections, they can retrofit and repair old systems. So if healthier plants, smaller water bills, and less work sound good to you, Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping, and Lighting is a really good decision. They also can make that beautiful, low-maintenance oasis that you're looking for. So they do sustainable designs, sustainable installations. They're members of OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, so I know that they really care about the organic way. And, living walls, herb gardens, veggie gardens, arbors, outdoor kitchens, anything you're thinking you might want, call Mike Ball with your vision. They'll custom build it for less than you think, and you're going to love the way it looks, the way it works, all of that stuff. So check out their website, MikeBallIrrigation.com, or you can link through our homepage, HomeShowGardenPros.com. So pretty good stuff.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Anita Nelson with Danny, and we have a question from Ralph.
That's right. Ralph, what's your question for Anita?
Good morning. Yes, I really appreciate your program. You got a lot of information. I got my Nature's Way compost I want to put out, and I think that'd be good help. Maybe I can get it out a little better because I just five more sacks. It's pretty expensive. Do you, when you cut the grass, do you have to catch it or do you catch it? I've been catching it every other time.
I never catch my grass. I always let it go back into the...
Ralph, we had a caller come in, mm-hmm. and, you know, he was talking about his soil in his lawn and under his trees and how it was kind of fading every year. And after talking to him a little bit, we learned that he was bagging all his leaves, shipping them off the property,
yep.
bagging all his grass, shipping them off the property. Well, the leaves and the grass really make this incredibly easy organic addition to the soil. And so if we can mulch that up, if we can kind of make piles of it and re-mow it, get a really, really tiny little pieces, that's basically fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a basic, you know, 3-1-1 fertilizer that we can always put down every time we mow.
Plus, it's returning back what you took out.
Now, if you're like me, mm-hmm. and sometimes you let the grass grow a little tall, and it gets to 6, 7 inches, 8, 9 inches sometimes, when you get it back to 4 inches on your St. Augustine, that may be a good time to bag some of it. But, you know, the grass clippings are incredibly wonderful.
But I don't even do that. I mean, if it's we've gone too long in between mowings and I get those big piles of lumpy wet grass, I'll rake it out a little bit. And it's fine. It eventually it gets dry, especially in the summertime. It'll dry out super quick
right.
and then sink back into the soil.
Yeah, that's awesome.
In no time at all.
If you are picking up those piles, mm-hmm. they're also a really incredible way to kind of really fast track your compost pile too, Ralph.
Yes.
Yes, I that got that. Okay, good information this morning. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, thanks, man. Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. Always nice to hear from Ralph.
Always nice to hear from Ralph.
Ralph has excellent pecan trees, and you know, he's a lot of pecan trees I see around the city are just they crumble into bits. There's something's happening with the old pecans in the city, but Ralph seems to be really doing great on them. So, good job, man. Well, we are going to keep answering your gardening questions. 713-572-4610. We got a lot of shows still to do here, so don't worry. We'd love to get all your calls in. The show goes till 9, but a lot of times, a lot of you folks, you know, you wait to that last 8:45 to give us a call. Give us a call now. Let's get in line. Let's get your question thoroughly answered.
Mm-hmm.
So 713-572-4610. And we're going to come back to Rick after this break. But Rick, we see you there. Thanks for being on the line. Home Show Garden Pros.
Has your lawnmower been sitting up for over a month and now it won't start? We can help. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson at Southwest Fertilizer. Today's gasoline contains ethanol, which in time can absorb moisture, and that moisture will gum up your fuel system, making it hard to start. Our technicians can service your mower, clean out the fuel lines, and clean or replace the carburetor, getting you back to mowing your lawn. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your lawn and garden flourish. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or southwestfertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
We've got some great programs coming up for early spring. This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Save the date, veggie gardeners. Saturday, February 29th at 10 a.m., join expert Jeremy Kolos of Swiss Alp Growers and learn his secret tips and tricks to growing a fruitful harvest of fresh, juicy tomatoes, peppers, and delicious and nutritious spring veggies. Don't miss this free and informative class to kick off the spring veggie gardening season. The fruits of your gardening efforts are one of the most rewarding benefits to growing your own edibles.
We're just kicking off the gardening season. We're starting to get in a lot of fantastic plants. We got in a beautiful shipment of house plants and indoor tropicals. We have some really fun and exotic plants that are hard to find. So come on in to check those out. We also got in a beautiful shipment of citrus and fruit trees. We have lots of information that we can share with you. Your orchard awaits. We're starting to get in some beautiful early spring plants. We have things like osteospermums. We've got stock and beautiful cyclamen, lobelia, and some of your other favorites to get your spring garden started. To learn more about what's growing on at Warren's, check out our Facebook page and our Instagram, and you can go directly to our events page to get information about upcoming events and lectures. For more inspiration and ideas, check out our Pinterest page. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive in beautiful Kingwood. And now back to your gardening questions with Anita and Danny.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're here answering gardening questions, 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros now has Rick on it. Rick, what's your question for Anita?
I got a garden box I've had for about 4 years. And what would I have to put in there to revitalize the soil in that garden box? And the other question is, I got a jalapeno plant's been in the corner of that garden box for, this will be the fourth year, and the stalk is about an inch and a half.
Cool.
Is that going to keep on producing?
How big is that garden box? Is it 4x4?
It's 10 by 5.
10 by 5. One of the things I would think about is to remineralize the soil with Nature's Way remineralizer, but it comes in 40-pound bags now. It doesn't come in a smaller bag.
I think you could use a 40-pound bag over the whole thing.
You could.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what have you? Tell us more about the bed, Rick. What have you done? How long has it been in place? Did you mention that?
It's been there for 4 years, and I went and bought a garden mix from a local.
You can say their name. It's okay.
Gardenian. They had a garden mix I put in there, and it looks like a lot of it's turned into sand.
Sure.
You know, and it's sunk about halfway down, and my box is about 18 inches tall.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I am going to encourage you to do two different soil mixes to fill it back up, because basically now you're looking at filling up 9 inches of garden box, right?
Right.
And so I would do 6 inches of that, the veggie and soil mix, the landscape bed mix from Nature's Way Resources, which is going to have sharp sand in it, which is not going to rise to the top, but then top off the last 3 inches with their compost, either the fungal compost or the leaf mold compost, because you want to really recharge this thing with compost, but you don't need to add 9 inches of it to the whole space. And so getting another bed mix. So some bed mixes are made with bank sand, and that rises to the top and makes like a crust.
That's what it's turned into now.
Yeah, and so that's not great, because that crust will actually push water off to the side and not allow water into where the plants are. And so, you know, along the way, I would do a full bag of the remineralizer. And, you know, I would kind of be pretty liberal with MicroLife Ultimate, the blue bag, the 846, mm-hmm. as you're kind of doing that. And so, you know, we're talking about maybe spending $150 total on filling this thing back up and revamping it. But when you're done with it, you're going to be able to really have thriving vegetables. And not have to bend over again, right? The whole point of an 18-inch bed is to not have to bend over, you know,
yeah,
as much. So
I live in San Leon, so where would I be able to buy it on that end of town?
Is that down by Galveston?
Over there by Galveston, about 13 miles from Galveston. Easier right by Kima.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I know Moss is celebrated for the soils they've got, but I don't really know who they buy from. And so that might be a place to start. If not, it's totally okay to drive up to Nature's Way Resources, you know, maybe spend a day, visit your relatives in the woodlands. That's what I do when I go up there. And then, you know, buy it bulk, and that's going to be kind of a way to save some on it. But yeah, I mean, it's when it comes down to it, you're talking about the next 3 or 4 years in your garden. And so, you know, another extra hour of driving, you know, is it a loss, you know? So
Well, not really. That's not a whole lot because I got to pick it up. I can fill the whole back pickup if I need to.
Yeah, exactly. And you can do, you know, if you bring a little tarp, you can do two types of stuff in the pickup, both different things, and then throw the bags on top of there. So.
Now, what would you do on the jalapeno plant? Just fill the dirt up around it, or would you?
I would definitely remineralize because that can happen with those veggies real quick. Mm-hmm. And Anita, what's your thoughts on the jalapeno plant?
I've never had one go 4 years.
Neither.
I'm super impressed with that. And so it's produced every single year that you've had it.
Yes, now they're producing little tiny. It used to produce about 3-4 inch jalapeno, and now they're producing about an inch. Uh-huh. And they're turning red immediately.
Well, then I'd yank it out and start over.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can, but I would also just try to really last effort, blast it with MicroLife. You know, that at 846 has a lot of good things in it, including nitrogen, and it can also activate the soil area with the alfalfa meal that's in there and kind of the seaweed that's in it. And so that's probably your only bet is to figure out a way to recharge the roots and get a lot of new root growth because jalapenos aren't meant to be 4 year plants, and so you're doing something that's pretty incredible. But yeah, I don't.
But I was getting about 100 jalapenos a week off of this thing.
That is awesome.
Last year,
I got to tell you, that's incredible.
What did you do with 100 jalapenos a week?
Oh, we eat them, and then I either make a pesto out of it. Mm-hmm. And bring it to work and let guys eat them and stuff. But
yeah,
well, you got us jealous up here.
But I want to get some habanero plants and some more jalapeno plants and make salsa. Get my tomato plants growing again. And onions don't grow too good down here. I didn't have any luck with onions.
Yeah, the best thing to do is the green onions is what I found the best bet is. The bunching onions, you can get
couple. Yeah, that's the only thing I can get.
Yeah, a couple patches. And I mean, I use them a lot, so I grow a lot of them. You know, it's kind of something I've committed to. Well, Rick, thanks so much for the call,
right,
man.
Thank you for your help.
Yeah, best of luck with that jalapeno. That's awesome. So cool.
Yeah. Here come the calls.
That's just, we let them know they're coming in. It's great. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros is back and get the chance to talk officially about a product that we talk about pretty often, and that's MicroLife. So MicroLife is a company that makes phenomenal, air quotes, fertilizers. Really, these are soil conditioners, life builders, things that are great for the soil and for the plant immediately. So I love MicroLife because you see quick results, but you also see long-term health improvement. So I don't know if you know this, but if you grow home vegetables organically, they're 5 times more nutritious than what you can get at the store. 5 times. So that's pretty incredible. That's a little bit talking about how amazing home gardening is and a little bit of a comment on most grocery items. So the easiest way to do that is to grow tasty, healthy vegetables with MicroLife Vegetables and Flowers 846, also known as the Ultimate. And this is just a great way to really get the most out of your veggie bed. You can add them, you know, when you plant a new plant, add it when you're kind of every once in a while you're thinking and you're at the shop, get a bag of it or a bucket of it, put it out there. Spring is coming, and that brings a lot of opportunities. One of those is fast growth on a lot of your plants. So if you can think about it, now is a great time to do a Humates Plus treatment, especially around your trees. This will lock up anything that's bad. It'll help undo a lot of the compaction that's happened over the winter or over the last few years, and it'll actually help your roots go deeper versus kind of see more visible on the soil. So MicroLife will not burn your plants. They have azalea mixes. They have the veggie mix. They've got a bunch of different products, so many products. It's really amazing. Can't burn your plants. Safe to use around you, your kids, and your pets. They're saying, and they believe it, and they live it, healthy soils, healthy planet, and healthy people. So if you want to find out where MicroLife is, you can go to any one of our Home Show Garden Pro locations. Nelson's Nursery sells it in Katy. Or visit their website, microlifefertilizer.com, for a location that's nearest to you. We're going to keep on answering gardening questions. So 713-572-4610 to get yourself in line.
And we have all J names up there.
Oh, yeah. All J-A names, too. Uh-huh. Wow. Jason, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello.
Hey, Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions for you. I don't quite know what yard gypsum is for. And I was cleaning out a neighbor's garage, and there were a couple of bags of yard gypsum.
Yeah.
He also had some sort of, what's the evil stuff, Monsanto?
Roundup.
From mm-hmm. It looked like from the 80s. And I thought, well, you know, guilty by association. But that's my first question. Well, what is yard gypsum, and would you recommend it?
Gypsum was used to break up the clay soils, but it doesn't last very long, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's got a different shape molecule than the mm-hmm. clays. Our clay is a plate, a circular plate, and gypsum's like a milk bone shaped thing. And so, uh-huh. if you can incorporate it on the molecular level, you can really get a really great friable space. Now, because of that shape, it does mix with some soils to make concrete.
Yeah.
And so
it's not used so much anymore. Mostly, it's
engineering. Physical way to improve tilth in the soil, but if you can incorporate it with some compost, you can really get quite a bit of effect. Mm-hmm. So gypsum's not bad or good, depending on how you use it.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
My second question is, my parents have, they're around the base of a couple of their trees. You'll notice some sawdust, and I kind of went digging around in the bark, and I noticed a little ant, I guess.
Yeah.
And they're eating up some of their trees, and I was wondering what I can do about that.
Are those carpenter ants?
They are carpenter mm-hmm. ants, and so my best advice is to compost top dress near the tree and really enrich that soil and have there be a very living bacterial element. Bacteria are like ants' bane. And so this works for leaf cutter ants. My mom used to pour gasoline down leaf cutter ant holes, and I was like, "Hey, how about you try compost?" And she did it, and it was great. And it stopped. They moved their nest because they didn't like it. Actually, saved some of her quince trees that she had a lot of. But so that's always the first step. There is some kind of ant bait for them, but since they eat wood, you know, the ant bait's kind of tough to use for them. So that's what I would do first.
So where are these holes? I mean. Are they in the ground?
The
ants come from the ground. They don't necessarily. Well, I mean, so do they have a nest somewhere near the base of the tree, and then they just end up crawling up the tree and eating?
Yep.
Or okay.
That's exactly right.
So they don't necessarily nest inside the bark.
No, you won't have an above ground nest or a visible nest. So you may have the entrance of a nest in that sawdust, but not. It won't be above ground nest like fire ants.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's wild. It really is wild. Thank you, Jason, for the call. It really is wild how...
Are fire ants predators of carpenter ants, too?
Yeah, they're kind of like protective more than they're going to seek them out. Mm-hmm. I mean, they want fats. That's their favorite food, fats and protein, and then sugars. So they're not really going to go for ants because they're just, you know, they're chitin. A little bit of protein, yeah. So, but the bacteria, if you can improve your bacteria around your tree, you're going to help the tree be healthier, and you're going to make that a much less desirable place for carpenter ants. So hope that helps a lot. We're going to keep on answering questions after this quick break. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Custom cabinets, custom designs. Custom makes it all you. Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts from Trifection. We believe form, function, and fit lead to better kitchens and bathrooms. A design you want, functionality that works for you, all done to fit your lifestyle. Every Trifection project delivers all three with a lifetime satisfaction guarantee. That's why our clients come back to us project after project. That's how we've lasted for years while others have come and gone. Call 281-KITCHEN or visit trifection.net.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Answering your gardening questions, a lot of fun. Mardi Gras is coming up, so that also means Ash Wednesday is coming up.
Yep.
So start thinking about how to relate your Lenten sacrifice with gardening. So you're going to garden every day, something like that. We are going to be answering gardening questions also at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. That's at the Lone Star Convention Center next weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, February 29th and March 1st. And on March 1st, I will be presenting Unlocking a Better Lawn, how to get the most out of your lawn, how to do what you're doing that's getting results, and then improve on it, like take the next step to awesome success. That'll be on the 1st, and both days I'll be answering questions from 1 to 3, and that's right after Tom Tynan's show, Home Show Radio, broadcast live, and then he'll be there till 1 answering questions. So I'll get to high-five Tom at 1 o'clock. If you want to see both of us, 1 p.m. is the time to be there. Hundreds of new home improvement and outdoor living ideas. If you go to homeshowradio.com, you can save $2 off admission. Just look for the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living discount link. So kids 12 and under free, parking free. That's the Montgomery Home and Outdoor Living Show next weekend. Learn more at texwoodshows.com.
Welcome back. I'm sitting here with Danny, and I'm Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Call us at 713-572-4610. We're on Sports Radio 610. And, Jay, we have a question from you.
Hey, miss, how you doing today?
Just fine.
Hey, yes, ma'am. I have two small flower beds on each side of my sidewalk. And the guy earlier was saying about the gypsum. Mm-hmm. I use that stuff, and it really don't work. So how do I get rid of that clay? Because at the bottom of the soil is kind of like a whole lot of clay.
Yeah.
And there's nothing growing in my flower bed. Nothing.
Well, we always bring in Nature's Way compost, and we mix it with expanded shale and top dress with that and any job that we do for Nelson Nursery. And it really does a trick.
That is, I mean, the gypsum can work for a couple of seasons. But if nothing is there to kind of keep it bonded to the clay, then it kind of just becomes its own little sand thing. So I have had a ton of success overcoming clay compaction with Humates Plus or humic acid. And it kind of does what gypsum is advertised to do. It actually physically, chemically bonds with the clay particles very happily, and then it stays bonded. And so it can lock in nutrients and keep them in the soil until the plant's ready to use them, opens up pore space, provides food. It's carbon rich, so it provides food for the soil life and for the plant roots. I mean, pretty incredible. So that's my kind of go-to. And compost is very rich in humic acid.
Yes. Well, yeah, if he's building up his bed, so would he want to use compost as opposed to Humates Plus or both?
It's up to you. If you've already mulched your beds, I would say use Humates Plus. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, for this season, mulch with compost. Just, use compost as a mulch for this one season, and I think you'll be kind of amazed at the results that you get.
Okay, sir. That's what I need to know. I appreciate it.
You bet. Anita and I are here to help answer questions. Good question, Jay. Yeah, you guys, I've seen a lot of the results from the Nelson Landscaping and beautiful stuff. And, Peter and I talked through kind of y'all's protocol. Man, y'all do every step really carefully and really wonderfully in regards to soil health first.
Mm-hmm.
So really cool stuff.
It really works. It's just amazing. Compost is, I think, when you start out in gardening, you can be overwhelmed by information.
Yeah.
But if you just put that one word in your mind, compost,
yep.
you'll have a lot of success without – and then you build your knowledge base and you learn to be more specific with some of the other products out there. But the compost is such a good base to get started.
Absolutely.
With gardening.
Very well said. Very well said. 713-572-4610. We're answering gardening questions. And James, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hello. Hey, I just had a couple of real quick questions about composting. I have my compost piled in buckets. Should those buckets be covered or should they be open?
They should be open.
So
they should be open.
Is your bucket have holes in the bottom?
Mm-hmm.
It does?
No, it does not. Should it?
Yes.
So
okay.
So James, compost, the kind of really hugely key ingredient in compost is air, right?
Okay.
And, you know, we're going to just do the whole next session. We talked about this. This is one of the things we prepared for, but just having a home compost pile. And so our next segment after the break is literally this is what we're going to talk about. So great timing, great segue. Thanks for being part of the segue. So, but a bucket is not going to allow air in. And when that happens, and if it is outside and rain comes in, you know, then you got a swampy deal. If you close it, then you just have a totally no air situation. And that's when we make plant poisons by going what's called anaerobic, no oxygen, in the compost. And so I would really kind of suggest you get out of the bucket, get into more of an open setting. I love wire hoops.
That's like, what I use, wire hoops. And I use pallets, too.
Yeah, chicken wire or something like that. And we'll talk about kind of methods after this quick break. Are you doing most of your composting inside?
No, I'm moving it outside.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, James, buckets are so easy to move around, and I love buckets as a tool. Absolutely love them. But when it comes down to it, really providing air to your compost is number one. You can't, you know, that's what you got to do. So
yeah, well, as the oxygen is needed in the breakdown of organic matter, the bacteria that act on compost actually fix oxygen. As they break down the organic matter from ammonia and all. And that's why air is so important and so needed for it, because they need that air.
Yeah. So don't cover it. Maybe drill some holes in the side, pretty big holes. And don't cover it. So if it's outside, you don't want it to rain in there either. So it's kind of a dilly of a pickle with the buckets.
Okay.
Actually, it's better to not even have a bottom on the bucket.
But we are going to do home composting as the whole next segment, James. So love for you to stay tuned for that.
Okay, I will. One more question. I bought several plants that are still in the pots that I haven't decided where I want to put them yet. How long is it safe to leave them in the pots, and can you recommend a fertilizer for peach trees?
Well, you can leave plants in pots for a long, long time, but it'll stunt their growth. And also have to be careful when you finally do take the plant out to plant it out that the roots haven't started making a circular thing around the pot. But as long as you keep them well fertilized and you keep an eye on them and the foliage is dark green, it's not wilting because it's not watering, you can keep plants. I mean, look at bonsai as a good example of how you keep plants in a pot for a long time. And I'm guilty of that myself. I buy plants before knowing where to put them so they stay in a pot for a long time before I actually plant them out. So as long as you keep an eye on them and make sure that they're healthy and fertilize them. Again, I always use MicroLife when I fertilize anything. Keep them watered and keep an eye on them. They'll be okay until you're ready to plant them.
And I'd say the best fertilizer for a peach tree is going to be Nature's Way leaf mold compost. If you're looking for a granular, MicroLife has a citrus and fruit fertilizer that does work really well. I have a beautiful peach tree that absolutely eats SF up and makes my peaches bigger and tastier.
Got it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James. A lot of good questions today. Really appreciate all you guys calling in. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Nature's Way Resources, for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Do want a little shout out for an awesome OBA event coming up. The author of a book called Pharmacology, Dr. Daphne Miller, is coming to Houston. Her first Houston kind of engagement, first Houston presentation, and she is a phenomenal writer, phenomenal presenter. Coming March 5th to the United Way, kind of near downtown Houston, 50 Wall Drive. The timing of the event is 5 to 7. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. So the book's called Pharmacology, and it's really looking at small-scale farms, getting to know your farmer, but also maximizing your own health by what you eat and eating well. And she's just a very exciting, engaging presenter. So we're really excited to have kind of a presenter of her caliber come in with OBA to Houston. So pretty exciting. So if you're looking for tickets for that event, it's March 5th, you know, in the evening. And so the tickets are at obaonline.org.
And parking is free.
Yeah, parking is free. OHBAonline.org for Daphne Miller, Dr. Daphne Miller tickets. So good, good stuff. Okay, Home Show Garden Pros. Great question by Jason to segue us into composting.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your like just tips and tricks for successful composting at home?
Well, I do the circle composting with the round.
Yeah, so using like chicken wire or hog wire.
Mm-hmm. And I just
pile. So that is just a grid, right? It comes in a roll.
Yes.
Just a wire grid.
Mm-hmm.
So it holds the bigger pieces, the smaller pieces in.
I don't like chicken wire. It's too
flimsy. Yeah, yeah.
I would prefer using the hog wire. And I just have these cages that I just throw everything in there, basically. And I don't really compost scientifically like you do. Just toss everything in the world in there that's organic. I don't put any fats or meats or anything like that. No bones.
Sure.
And then after a year, pick it up and move it and take the top off, and then the bottom is compost. But the other thing I do is I don't plant. What gets planted in there is butternut squash, and things will grow in there. Watermelon will grow in there, and
let
it grow.
Just the seeds that you're composting from your kitchen scraps.
Mm-hmm. And I used to have a Matt's Wild Cherry that grew near my compost pile until I moved it. So I'm going to plant some more Matt's Wild Cherry.
That's so fun.
Yeah, because they reseed and come back every year. So it's super easy gardening. All it is throwing your garden trash away.
Yeah.
And it's in the spot, and things will grow in there that you can harvest and eat.
Yeah, my greatest results from composting when I was doing a method like that. So kind of four feet by 4 feet is the minimum amount to really get a successful plant biology. And then you want the soil biology to come up. And so an open bottom is key. And so it sounds like you're doing those things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from a client, I was able to get some of those rolling barrels, the compost turners. And I really haven't had much enjoyment from those.
Me either. I actually made one time. I got a garbage can that had a clamp down lid, and I drilled it and rolled it all. And first of all, it's too much work rolling it around the garden. And secondly, it never really broke the stuff down.
And so those are designed to fill up with the correct ratio of green and brown, fresh vegetable scraps, fresh yard clippings, leaves. And then you fill the whole thing up, and then you turn it for a month or so or a couple weeks. It's not the kind of thing that we all need that you add a little bit every single day. And that's where just kind of open one. And it doesn't have to be a wire ring. You could make a little grid. You could make a nice little setup. But when it comes down to it, when it comes to composting, I don't want to turn it every week. I want to be able to let it sit a little bit. I don't want to have to worry about if it rains, if it gets too much water on it.
Whatever happens. I don't want to turn it, period.
And I don't want it to be a pest magnet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so all the things that it needs describing help kind of dissuade that. So if I am putting in my bigger pile that I've got in a nice little enclosed thing, some peach rinds or, you know, old pie or something in there, I will top it off with some leaves that I have stored just for that thing. And so the top is never fresh or wet. And it really does help. It really does help. Kind of move everything down, and then, you know, you just take off the outer layer, put it next to it. Anything that hasn't decomposed, you put in that, and then you've got this little pile of just beauty of garden gold.
It's really pretty too.
Yeah.
It's all crumbly, and it's, you look at it and you go, I can't believe that came from all that stuff I threw in there.
Right. But just to repeat and echo a couple things. Oxygen, the correct ratio of oxygen is so important.
Actually, you can even buy tools that you can plunge into the center of the pile, and they flare out. And as you drag it up, it opens, makes more – so it penetrates. You can get more moisture penetrating down into the pile, aerates the pile as well.
But a thing about having sides that can kind of allow respiration too is huge. One thing that people do that is a mistake is they'll put big branches in. You really want to cut up your branches into, you know, 3-4 inch pieces. Having one with a lot of forks is going to mean you have too much oxygen, and you're never going to get any like microbial breakdown in the middle of the pile. And so that's the thing that matters. But really, doing it in a bucket or a closed container might lead to anaerobic. And so you shouldn't get any stinky smells from your compost. If you do, it means that you've got some anaerobic activity. So alcohol, vinegar, poopy smells, death smells, those are all bad smells to get from your compost. So just something to keep in mind.
Yeah, a compost pile shouldn't smell at all.
It shouldn't smell at all, mm-hmm. Yeah. What's happening up at Nelson? Thanks so much for the compost information. What's happening up at Nelson?
Well, it's all
days?
The same thing you do, Danny, that I do.
Absolutely.
Except I'm lazier. I actually do put branches in there and stuff, but otherwise. Well, we'll just have our plants. We brought in all the tomatoes,
nice.
All the peppers. We've got an eggplant. I don't know if we've got eggplant come in just yet. The bedding plants for your flower beds are starting to come in.
Right.
And we still have some of the fall. Danny came and picked up some. We gave away a lot of our pansies that have been sitting around for a while. And tip for you, snapdragons, pansies, you can still plant them at this time of year, and you still have 2 to 3 months left of growth on them.
Absolutely.
So we'll have all that. We've brought in all of the shrubbery and woody plant material for fleshing out your landscape too.
Heck yeah.
Adding that native plant so that you grow the worms, so you feed the baby birds and you have more songbirds in your neighborhood.
Absolutely. Helping out the whole system.
Helping out the whole system.
Not just the people. Everybody needs a little help. So
yes.
Awesome. That sounds really, really great. Well, we're going to keep on keeping on. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Trust MicroLife 624 fertilizer on your trees, turf, flowers, veggies, everywhere without damage. MicroLife 624 in the green label is packed with over 100 minerals and vitamins, in addition to billions of beneficial microbes. Grass needs some love? Add MicroLife Humates Plus 004, concentrated compost in a bag loaded with humates, microbes, and minerals. Add MicroLife fertilizers to your spring preparations. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers, available at all leading garden centers.
Explore the latest home and landscaping inspiration, all under one roof at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Next weekend, meet Tom Tynan, Danny Milliken, and Houston's best organization, landscaping, and home experts. Free home decor and floral workshops with admission. Make your own and take it home. Home ideas, local experts, free parking at the Montgomery County Home and Outdoor Living Show. Next weekend at the Lone Star Convention Center. Get a discount coupon at TexwoodShows.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. This weekend is Gardener's Reward Redemption time. Come in and redeem your points starting today. With those points, you can get up to half off your entire purchase. Not a member yet? Sign up. We are fully stocked on fruits and veggies. So we've got fruit trees. If you didn't get what you needed last week at the Urban Harvest tree sale, we've got a great selection of citrus, blueberries, pears, blackberries. Come check it out. Also fully stocked on vegetables. We've got a huge selection of tomatoes, heirloom, and hybrids. We've got lots of varieties of peppers. We've also got the best herb selection in town. Do you have bald patches on your lawn? We've got sod. Our first shipment of Palmetto St. Augustine sod has come in. It looks great. Get yours while supplies last. Also, grab a bag of compost for a good start on that sod. Speaking of lawns, now's the time to fertilize. We're fully stocked on MicroLife. Talk to a gardener and figure out which MicroLife product works best for your needs. We're located at 611 East 11th Street in the Heights. Visit our Instagram or Facebook at Buchanan's Plants. Give us a call, 713-861-5702. We look forward to seeing you. Now back to Anita and Danny.
We are back, 713-572-4610. We are doing our round two of Freaky Fruits.
Freaky Fruits.
So round one, Anita won by a slim margin.
I'm not a competitive person.
But she was victorious. And alas, she won. So we're doing round two here. And these are kind of like interesting and unique fruit trees.
Yes.
that we grow,
yes,
or have grown.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to say, if you kind of missed your chance to get a question in, homeshowgardenpros.com. Not only is there the listen live anytime button that you can just click on. If people ask me, when's the show on? I just say, go to the website, listen live anytime. And then also there's the ask a pro button, and we'll get your question answered by a professional gardener. Okay. So I went first last time. So as champ, you get to go first.
Okay, my freaky fruit that I grow is Persian mulberry.
Oh, that is a good one.
Do you have one of those?
No, but I want one.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a very upright tree, so it doesn't spread out.
Right.
So it doesn't take up a whole lot of space in the garden, and it doesn't.
Pretty tall, right?
It's a little too tall, actually, because it makes great tasting fruit. These long, skinny, very very sweet tasting mulberries,
but like finger sized
fruits. But yeah, so you'll need a ladder to harvest.
A lot of people think of mulberries as like little bitty. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to get the tiny little
and kind of mealy tasting.
Yeah, and
these are not. They're
big
sweet.
and sweet. Like pinky. You know,
full
pinky size. Mm-hmm. A good 3 inches long. That's a good one. Yeah. I do want one. I have a place for one. I just got to cut out an old kind of weed mulberry that's growing back in my backyard.
It's fruiting for you within 1 year of planting it too.
That's awesome.
It's real quick.
Okay, mine is the we're just doing one round here.
Okay.
Mine is the dwarf peach, the bonanza peach. So it's a dwarf peach tree, so max 6 feet. The two things I love about it are it grows and produces really, really well in shade. And it makes big, delicious peaches. Yeah, complete shade. So I've seen this tree, probably its best specimens, fruiting and growing in complete shade. So
I got to have this plant.
Well, delicious. Mm-hmm. It's another Heidi Sheasley Tree Search kind of bring in with a lot of my favorites.
That, and what was that? The
Bonanza?
The Groomy Chama? Groomy Chama and the Bonanza Peach.
And Bonanza Peach, yeah.
All right.
Two really cool plants.
Groomy Chama.
So who do you think won this round? Okay. We're going to call it a tie. And so overall on Freaky Fruits, Anita won. Congratulations, Anita.
I did not win. We all won. Our listeners won because they've been challenged to grow some Freaky Fruits.
That's right. Have a great palindrome Saturday and have a great rest of the day. Get out and garden. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
HomeShowRadio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.